Good morning, it's 7:19. With Sports News, I'm Jesse King. The National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, plans to reopen Friday as the Mohawk Valley enters Phase 4 of reopening. The museum says it will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at limited capacity, with timed admission tickets to prevent congestion in the front lobby and galleries. Visitors must wear masks and maintain social distancing. The museum canceled this summer's Hall of Fame weekend events earlier this year in light of the coronavirus pandemic. In other virus-related sports news, the New York City Marathon, scheduled for November 1st, has been canceled. New York Roadrunners announced the cancellation of the world's largest marathon yesterday after deciding the race posed too many health and safety concerns for runners, volunteers, spectators, and others. Last year's marathon included a world record of 53,640 finishers. Entrants for the 2020 race will be offered a full refund of their entry fee or a guaranteed entry to either the 2021, 2022, or 2023 marathon. And UConn is cutting 4 athletic teams as it deals with an expected budget deficit driven by the pandemic. UConn's president has reportedly told the Board of Trustees that the school will reduce the number of its sports from 24 to 20, eliminating its men's cross country, men's swimming and diving, men's tennis, and women's rowing teams after the 2020-2021 academic year. In NFL news, the Redskins are removing former owner George Preston Marshall from their Ring of Fame and striking all references to him on their website. It's the latest move to cut ties with the legacy of the team's racist founder, a segregationist who refused to integrate by signing black players until forced to do so in 1962, more than a decade after much of the rest of the NFL. Marshall owned the franchise from its inception in 1932 and moved the team from Boston to Washington several years later. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1963 and died in 1969. Current owner Dan Snyder has faced renewed calls to change the name of the team. I'm Jesse King.